Going Linux, episode 429. Welcome to Linux part 4, starting your Linux adventure, new job version. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Bill. Whether you're new to Linux, upgrading from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux.
We hope that you'll find this and all of our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and open source applications and using them to get things done.
If you want, you can send us feedback at our email address at goinglinux@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 1-904-468-7889.
In today's episode, we're doing a segment for our Welcome to Linux. This is part 4, using Linux and open source software to get a new job. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Okay, so you're the one getting the new job.
Yes.
How's that going?
I got the job.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yes. So you start soon, I'm assuming.
Near the end of this month.
Okay.
So, not only do I have a new job that I'm very excited about, but I also I've had some time off and some time to go do normal things. It's been great. I kind of like this work-life balance.
Oh, that's good. That is fantastic.
This episode is going to be about I used all open source in the job process. I just wanted to see if it was possible.
Okay.
And I thought I would share my experience as far as the process and the things I used. So we always say using Linux to get things done. Well, I use Linux to get a job. So
yeah, there you go. So
and open source.
Yeah, of course. So in general, it went well then.
It went really well. There's, we'll get into it. There's a few small caveats, but nothing that was open source's fault or any game changers, and you'll see what I'm talking about as we discuss this.
Okay.
So, I thought today we'd just talk about using the open source software to get my job.
Okay. So why don't we get started with the operating system then? Which one did you use?
Okay. So I actually used two. I used Linux Mint and Ubuntu Mate for like half and half. I just kind of wanted to see if it would work.
Okay.
And both of the operating systems worked without an issue. Didn't have to worry about anything. Everything, especially for these two, had almost everything I needed to apply. And so, it worked really well.
Fantastic. Yeah, I have to admit that it's been a while since I looked for a job. About 9 years almost. And at that time, I used all Linux and open source software to apply and all the things that we're going to go through that you did. And it, for me, worked well. A couple little hiccups then. I'm kind of interested to find out how things have improved and changed over the years in the last 8 or 10 years. So, okay. Good to know. As always, you couldn't stick to just one operating system or one Linux distribution. So Linux Mint and Ubuntu Mate. what were the open source applications you used for job hunting?
Okay, so I used Firefox, Chromium, the open source version of Chrome, LibreOffice, and LibreDraw the most.
Okay, all right.
And it's also been years since I've changed jobs and how things have changed.
Uh-huh.
Most of the companies, especially the bigger ones, are using online resources. Basically, you do a lot of online stuff as far as submitting resumes and filling out applications and references, et cetera, for their hiring. Applications are, I think I only had one application that wasn't online. So, and Firefox worked pretty well. But some of the pages with Firefox had little quirks, like odd fonts, and Firefox didn't get the web site formatting quite right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was one of the things that I run across. Then I had some online forums that clearly stated that you had to use Chrome.
Okay.
That's why I used Chromium, and it worked perfectly. Didn't see any different. I did start up my Windows machine and used the Chrome for Windows and looked at it on my Linux machine with the Chromium, and there was no difference.
Right, it's identical.
It just worked perfectly.
Yep.
So I ended up using Chromium for most of the online stuff just because it seems like a lot of the sites are just geared toward Chrome these days.
Yeah, so that's one of the changes, I think, since 8-9 years ago, is the fact that back then, they were insisting on you using Internet Explorer, which, of course, I never used. Back then, I think I was using Chrome, and if not, it was Firefox. I'm pretty sure it was Chrome. And everything worked fine on Chrome back then, too. So I'm not surprised. So since, maybe you didn't check this, but where Firefox was having a problem with the fonts and so on, did you test out Chromium and see if that was better? It didn't have the problem, or was it the same on Chromium, or you didn't check?
No, I did check, actually. And,
okay.
Chrome worked perfectly. Where I found the most, of the problems with Firefox was when they had a lot of customized entries they had mm-hmm. to enter, or they used a weird font.
Okay.
And I mean, it did display it, but you could tell that font is not right.
Yeah.
Or the thing wasn't just where it should be, and it made it a little difficult. So with Chromium, it was perfect. Across the board, the one thing I will say that you'll get a kick out of is it actually says this site no longer supports Internet Explorer. Please,
yeah, finally,
yeah. So you know, Microsoft has Edge, their new browser,
right.
And it's Chrome based also,
right.
So it seems like Chrome is now the de facto standard,
mm-hmm.
and Chromium worked perfectly. I didn't have any issues. It was totally smooth. So I enjoy it quite a bit. As far as using it, the other thing that I noticed when using Chromium is my Linux machine is a lot lower spec. It's one of the older machines that I recycled and have been using
sure.
for years, and it didn't have any problem running the websites. Some of them had videos or whatever, and it just worked. So like I said, I couldn't tell that I was running even Linux. It just run perfectly as far as the Chromium browser. So it's, like I said, it was a seamless experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. And back when I was applying for a job, the company I work for now, doesn't use anything other than online software or something that can be used online because we're all remote workers for the most part. And so stuck in the past with Internet Explorer and something like that was never an issue. But the company I was leaving still required me to fax in some things to, for the exit process. You didn't have any of that, did you? And no faxing or anything?
No, a little later, I will tell you why, what some programs I used that I needed to, submit some stuff, and I'll tell you how I did that.
All right.
The one thing that I've noticed in the job market that was not the same, because it's been probably 6 years since I've changed jobs, and there's a lot more online, and it's a lot more through the browser than I used to remember. Mm-hmm. Everything seems to be, I guess, because of the COVID and just technology advancing. A lot of this stuff is online, and it's, like I said, especially I'll be working for one of our part of the university, they use quite a bit of online. So you got to have a browser that works.
So for the most part, the browsers didn't give you any real issues. No. For the application purposes. So how would you rate your experience compared to using, say, Windows or Mac OS?
Funny you should ask that question. Windows, it was, compared to Windows, it would be as good or maybe even a little better. It just, everything just run. Mm-hmm. But my friend who's also looking for a new job has a brand new Mac OS, and she has had nothing but issues because of the I think, what do they call that one? Their browser.
Oh, Safari?
Safari.
Yeah.
And so she had to try to get Safari to work, and it was doing some of the same weirdness that Firefox did, only to, you know, she had to actually switch to a totally different browser. So I would say Windows or Mac, it's probably as good or better. And so, like I said, mm-hmm. I didn't have any games, showstoppers or game changers, so it was okay. Nice.
Okay, so tell me, did you use LibreOffice for anything, like your resume or anything like that?
Actually, I did. I used LibreOffice for my resume and also the cover letters. And one of the only one that I had to actually type out my resume, I used it to print my resume. You actually printed a resume. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. This one company doesn't use any online. It's all paper. So it was nice to be able to go in, and you had to format it a little differently. I also, because of the way what people are looking for now, the old resumes, they still take them, but they are now looking for resumes that are called a functional resume.
Okay.
And basically that they still care about your education, but they want to know what kind of skills and abilities you have.
Sure.
So you need, in your resume, you have to format it a certain way, and you have to make it look what they will like, what they want to see. Right. And there's multiple examples. And LibreOffice did all that without an issue. The only thing that you're going to find out is it's still a Microsoft world. So they want it all, formatted so they can open it and read it. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of keep that in mind. But as far as LibreOffice, It actually worked perfectly, no issues whatsoever.
Good. So you had to use word processor documents, you had to use the .doc or .docx format, which LibreOffice handles no problem, right?
Yeah, it handles. I can open everything they send me because there's a lot of documents that you have to read and instructions on how to go about some of the process, especially as part of the backgrounds.
Right.
And the only thing that I had to do with LibreOffice was save it to the Microsoft format. That was the only thing. It was just a drop down. So it was kind of funny as far as that is, like, I could read everything they sent me, but I had to make sure that I had to save it so they could read it.
Right. Even though Microsoft says they have an open document format, they're not using the same open format that LibreOffice and every other word processor uses. They have their own open document format. And even though they say they will read the format from LibreOffice, it doesn't format it correctly once it's in the Microsoft software. So yeah, all of those issues, just saving it when the Microsoft format handles all that.
There was one position that I had applied for that, you always put out, you apply to the jobs you really want. And I was lucky enough to get the one that I really wanted. But you also apply to other positions. And there's this one company that I tried to upload an open source, the open source format for the resume, and it would not recognize it. It would just come back and say there was an error. But as soon as I saved it as a Microsoft format, it accepted. Oh, yeah, because what they do now, which is very – it's very cool, saves a lot of typing, is the system will read your resume and autofill a lot of the information in some of these applications.
Okay.
And it can do it with Microsoft format, but it can't do it with the open source format, which,
right.
Okay, we expect that. Everybody expects the Microsoft format. So that's the only caveat with LibreOffice. It worked great.
Did you try PDFs? Many employers will accept a PDF resume as well.
Yeah, and I hate PDFs.
Okay.
PDFs are just a pain, but you know, before I go on to that,
yeah,
I wanted to say that you can use, someone's gonna, I know someone that's listening say, well, Microsoft lets you use their web version, but it's crippled.
Yes,
and it's very limited for what you can do. You can do basic word processor. And they, you have two choices. You can either buy a license for a standalone version of Microsoft Office, which is like $149.
Right.
Or you can pay them $69 a year for Office 365 personal. The family plan is $100, $99.
Okay.
I got to avoid all that because I didn't have to pay for it, and it was already installed in both of the Linux operating systems that I used. And the nice part is I didn't have to worry about licenses. I could use it on different machines, so
right.
I could save the document, which I actually did. I started it on Linux Mint, and then I just exported it to the Ubuntu Mate, and it worked fine. So I have the same software on two different machines, and I can download it on another machine if something happened. The interesting thing about LibreOffice is I believe Ubuntu Mate had a newer version of LibreOffice than Linux Mint did.
Okay.
Because Linux Mint was released earlier and it's a longer support cycle.
Right, right.
So I said, well, sometimes that doesn't always play well, but it worked perfectly. So that was nice.
Oh, that's good.
I thought it was going to be an issue, but it wasn't.
You know, when it comes to paying for licenses for the Microsoft Office suite, most people, unless they have a corporate provided computer, most people that I see that are using Windows on their computers have the free online version, the Office 365, the free version that they are using. And it has some funky quirks in terms of displaying stuff in front of you as you're using it, trying to get you to upgrade or whatever. But most people don't even bother buying Office anymore. And in fact, what I've seen on the brand new computers that have Windows installed is they provide you with this, quote, trial subscription to Office 365, which is as far as I can tell, nothing more than the online version, which is going to try to get you to pay for it continuously. But most people don't even bother with that. So I can imagine that most folks who are using Windows to apply for jobs are using that crippled version of Office 365. And it's got many fewer features than even LibreOffice. So, you know, if I were required to use Windows for anything, I'd be using LibreOffice on it since it's cross-platform. And these days, I think most Office suites will let you either print to a PDF, or in Windows, you can do that, I think, but you can also get add-on software, which I think is still free, that allows you to create PDFs. So that's the kind of document that I submit when I have a choice, because I know when I use a PDF, the font formatting will be identical and it will display the way I expect it to. The way it appears on my computer is the way it will appear on the computer of the person reading it. And many of the automated software that can suck the information out of a Microsoft Word document and put it into your application can also read PDFs, depending on the format of the PDF. And if that doesn't work, I'll just use LibreOffice and save it in. What I find is the old .doc format is much more compatible, regardless, you know, cross-platform, than the .docx format. So if I have a choice, I'll save it as .doc, and that works.
I think I remember that I saved it as, I didn't use the DOCX, I just used the DOC, and it worked fine. When I say I hate PDFs, it's not because it's maybe a bad format, it's just that some of the software that you, if you were running Windows that you needed, it's just miserable because it's not usually built-in supported.
Yeah.
And I had to struggle with a bunch of PDFs at my old job, but I that was a kind of a concern. I said, well, I really hope that, you know, I don't have to fire up the Windows machine just to do this stuff for the PDFs. And
yeah.
No, draw handled them just fine, no issues. I was like, cool. that was easy.
Yeah, no, that's good. Part of the LibreOffice suite, of course, draw. And yeah, it's really pretty smooth, I find. So
yes, it is real smooth.
So what else did you use in your job hunt for open source software?
As part of the application process, you have to upload a lot of your IDs and licenses.
Of course,
you know, pictures,
yep.
Your
vaccine stuff,
and vaccine cards.
Yep.
So I did use Eye of Mate to view the pictures of my IDs and in my vaccine card and stuff. And usually you have to take a picture and then you have to send it to yourself and et cetera. It's not hard, but you know, I used the GIMP to just kind of crop and straighten the pictures for upload. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just because when you got them on the table and you're taking a picture of them,
yeah,
you get part of the table and you don't want all that. So
right.
The GIMP handled it perfectly, and I made just that at the time I was using Ubuntu Mate, if you hadn't figured that out, and I made worked perfectly. And so after I had cropped and straightened, make sure they were acceptable, with the GIMP, I just viewed them, and then I was able to upload them with my browser. You know, I just saved them to the hard drive in my little work file, and up it went. So as far as that, it was a painless process. The person that I was interviewed by actually did mention, says it was very nice to actually have readable pictures and vaccine cards and stuff. He said, yours was one of the best we've ever seen. So, hey.
Wow.
even though you submit everything, they still, for some reason, print it out for the interview. And yeah. So they were like, wow, we can read everything. I know that's not a big thing, and you can do that with Windows and stuff. But it was just the fact that they had mentioned that it looked really good, and they, the pictures were clear, readable. There wasn't, tables behind it and stuff. So it worked great.
It may not be a big thing. It sounds like many people that they run across that are applying for jobs there don't make that level of effort. And it's nice to know that open source software lets you do that without really any additional effort, right?
No, it was no additional effort. It's just you, employers notice the small stuff is
exactly
what I've noticed.
Yep.
And they notice if you've taken the time to actually fill things out correctly and submit what they want, and also since a lot of it, the COVID situations that they have to, they do this, a lot of it online, social distancing thing, especially where I'll be working. And so it was nice that it was noticed, and they thought, and I actually did say that my resume and everything looked very professional. So you can do it with open source.
Oh, that's great. And we have to say somewhere in this episode that we're describing job hunting in 2022 in the southwestern United States. Although what we're using are some very specific things that U.S. employers look for, I can imagine it's going to be very similar in other countries around the world. And so we're hoping that what we're describing here applies to you just as well. And I expect that it would.
Yeah, it was a good experience as far as using the open source applications.
You just said it was a good experience, and it sounds like it was a real good success. Any tips for people using open source software for finding a job?
So yeah, I would say that yes, it was a success, and it is possible, except for the few caveats that I mentioned above. The Chromium browser I had to use because sometimes Firefox didn't play nice. And the other one was make sure that you save it, your resumes or your cover letters to a Microsoft format.
Right.
That's basically everything. It's still Microsoft Word out there. You can use open source to get things done, and also you can live happily in the Microsoft world. It works just fine.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I also like it that it empowers people to use Linux and open source applications, and without all the, having to download this piece of software, have to download this piece of software, have to pay for this service. It just worked, and when you're doing a bunch of interviews and applications, time is money, especially when you're trying to be as competitive as you can with other people that are applying to the jobs too. If you can be a little bit more professional, or take that extra little bit of time to make sure everything looks good, it makes a difference.
It does. Absolutely. Okay, well, so in summary, in today's world, you can use Linux and open source software just as easily as Windows or Mac, and their proprietary software for your job search. And when you're downloading those applications, you don't have to worry about making sure that you don't get an infected version of something from a random website because you were in a hurry and you didn't do your due diligence. You just, if you need something to, let's say, edit PDFs, you just look in the software repositories and search for edit PDFs, and you'll find something for doing that, including LibreOffice Draw. And so the next thing I think in our summary is that the online experience for finding a job is identical on all three operating systems since you're using a browser. And as long as you stay away from Firefox, it sounds like you're going to have no problems at all.
I did want to mention this is, you know, you have those big online job searches that they want you to upload resumes. I forgot to mention this. Firefox didn't play well with those, but Chromium worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Firefox did work on a few of them. I used several different ones, but because some of the applications required you to apply to said, like I'll just say it, ZipRecruiter or Indeed. It worked fine with all the online services, just because it's a lot of it is. Like we've said, through the browser. So as long as you have a browser that can work, Chromium works fine. You have no issues with these online sites. It works just as if it was on Windows or Mac OS or whatever else you're running. So, yeah, Linux was extremely flexible.
No, that's great. And it sounds like the only real niggles are related to the Firefox browser, which, you know, you can work around that pretty easily.
Yeah.
In today's world as well, for resumes, employers still use Word, the .doc or the .docx format, but LibreOffice can handle that, and it sounds like some will accept PDFs for some of these documents as well. So that is fantastic. It sounds like complete seamless operation. Anybody can use Linux and open source software for finding a job these days without much trouble at all.
No, not much trouble at all. Actually, I didn't have to use it to apply, but they, for some reason, one of the companies sent an Excel spreadsheet with information. And when I saw it, I said, oh, this is going to be... this is going to be interesting. And when I opened it, LibreOffice displayed it just fine. I don't think there was a lot of macros or stuff they embed in them, but it did display it perfectly. And so that's nice to know that they've worked on that, because that's always been an issue, especially with Excel programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even just a couple years ago, it was OpenOffice and LibreOffice. It's just sometimes it didn't play well.
Yeah.
But it's worked great. I mean, it worked flawlessly. So they've made some massive improvements.
Right. They certainly have.
Yeah. I use LibreOffice every day. Not every day, but, you know, for most of my correspondence and stuff. And so it was, I didn't have to, you know, use the online crippled version. I could actually use a full office suite with no issues whatsoever. And it's also, once you start using a certain program, you get used to it. It's I like how it looks and how clean it is. And it just had everything I needed. And that was really nice.
That is fantastic. Okay, well, I guess that wraps up our episode.
Yeah, I know this has all been all about me and my job search, but, you know, I did mention that I was going to do it, and I just wanted to see if I could do it all with open source and actually get a job, and I did. So,
well, there are a lot of people out there looking for jobs right now, so I think this is a valuable episode for those folks, at least.
I would agree.
Well, as always, our next episode will be a listener feedback episode.
Until then, you can go to our website at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe.
We provide the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done.
And if you like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining the discussion in our Going Linux podcast community on community.goinglinux.com.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
73.
Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.